Dr. Rouse, Pope Benedict called for a Courtyard of the Gentiles project in 2009 in an effort to promote dialogue between believers and non-believers. It was picked up by the head of your council, Cardinal Gianfranco Ravasi. Can you explain briefly the concept of the project he spearheaded?
Yes, the project is the Courtyard of the Gentiles. The idea is quite simply to raise the discussions about belief in the world today, particularly in two areas. The first area is that of religious indifference and ignorance. A lot of the secularized Western European, but also other countries who have been under the duress of a laïcité, a secularist mentality, have a religious knowledge and which is very weak, and they have an understanding of religious ideas which is often wrong. And so the idea is to start talking again about the presence of religion and what religion can do and can be for each and every person.
This project started in 2009. What do you think have been the main highlights so far? The Notre Dame event, perhaps, in Paris?
Yes, the Notre Dame event was the first official moment of the dialogue, and we had this wonderful experience on the forecourt of Notre Dame with all of these tents and young people from across the city who came for all sorts of reasons to talk, to listen, to converse, for theatre, for shows, for music. And there was a wonderful Sole Lumiere spectacle with light and sound, which was a great historical moment. But then what was particularly interesting was that the cathedral opened its doors to all of these people out there, and they came in and they listened and they learnt about religious worship. And they didn't just stand there gawping, but they became engaged.
Moving on from the 14th to the 15th of November, the Courtyard of the Gentiles project travels to Albania, a nation where Christianity is among the two major religions together with Islam, which takes the lion's share because of its history tied to centuries of Ottoman rule. Until 1990, this nation underwent 47 years of communist rule, with ensuing effects on religious practice on generations. Interestingly, then, with the backdrop of this scenario, the theme of this encounter in the nation's capital, Tirana, focuses around what non-believers believe in. What do they believe in?
Well, that's why we're going there, to ask them. It's always useful in a dialogue to actually listen to the people you're talking to. So we're going to ask them, what do you believe in? But that in itself is almost a little trick in the question, because we're enticing them, we're inviting them to examine their consciences, to examine what it is that they want from life. You mentioned there that Albania has this wonderful history, and one of the key ideas we're using is that it is a nation that tried to kill God and failed. And you can see this because there's a wonderful religious presence there. There are all of the religions living peacefully side by side. And that's a wonderful beginning testimony for what is going on. But there is also this level of religious ignorance which needs to be encountered. And the beginning of engagement is, of course, dialogue.
On the 14th, this encounter is focusing its attention on young people. The courtyard becomes the public square right next to the cathedral, and you have young people who are given an opportunity to debate issues focusing around various themes. That takes place with both civil and religious authorities, right?
Yes, that's right. And the themes are work and spirituality and communications. These are themes that we think young people are interested in. It's the same idea as we used in Paris, where we have these tents, and the young people will go in and they will discuss together within these tents on these themes. And then afterwards, they'll be drawn together in a more public ceremony where the religious leaders, both Catholics and Orthodox, but also the Muslim community, they will speak on these themes and engaged with the youth.
The courtyard of the second day is the European University of Tirana. It'll be a highbrow event, won't it?
You know, having started in Paris, we started there at the Sorbonne, and and the Académie Française. So we've still got this remnant of high philosophical dialogue, and that's an important part of what we're doing.
Which the Pope Benedict promotes this, yes, incredibly, doesn't he?
Yes, we are, after all, the Council for Culture. But that culture is in two elements. It's culture, it is highbrow culture. You have to go to the very heart of the questions, the deep, difficult sometimes questions. But it's also popular culture. So we're trying to do it in such a way as to engage with the people. Interestingly, in Albania, there's not just one or two small universities. There are many universities. It's a country which is very creative. It's a country which has great opportunities for the future and that is investing strongly in its educational possibilities. So that's an exciting reality that we're keen to work together with.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.